USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A federal appeals court cleared the way for the United States government to forbid Central American immigrants from seeking asylum at the two busiest stretches of the southern border, a partial legal victory for the Trump administration. The ruling from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals allows President Donald Trump to enforce the policy in New Mexico and Texas, rejecting asylum seekers who cross the border from Mexico in either state. Under the ruling, U.S. District Court John Tiger's July 24th order stopping the policy would apply only in California and Arizona, which are covered by the 9th Circuit Court. The two busiest areas for unauthorized border crossings are South Texas's Rio Grande Valley and the region around El Paso, Texas, which includes New Mexico. Nearly 50,000 people crossed in July without permission in those two regions, according to the U.S. Border Patrol. So you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in Portland, Oregon say they've seized weapons such as metal and wooden poles, bear spray, shields, and more from multiple groups at a right-wing rally and counter-protest in the city. Flag-waving members of the Proud Boys and Three Percenters militia group began gathering throughout the day. Some wore body armor and helmets. Meanwhile, black-clad, helmet- and face mask-wearing anti-fascist protesters were among the hundreds on the streets. More than two dozen local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies are in the city throughout the weekend. President Donald Trump said Portland is being watched very closely as the city braces for the after effects that's expected to draw even more demonstrators throughout the night tonight and into tomorrow. In a Saturday morning tweet, Trump wrote, "Major consideration is being given to naming Antifa an organization of terror." Trump also said he hoped Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler would be able to properly do his job. Wheeler has said any groups preaching hate or engaging in violence are not welcome in his city. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Can you guess which Democratic White House hopeful has now released a plan to help Native Americans? With the story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The proposal does not mention Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's prior claims about having Native American ancestry herself. Of course, you know President Trump regularly refers to Warren as Pocahontas.
Elizabeth Warren? Pocahontas?
The great Pocahontas!
The policy proposal calls for criminal justice reform on tribal lands and urges the Justice Department to investigate and prosecute what it calls an epidemic of sexual assaults and murders committed against Native American women. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
While most of the Democratic candidates for president are working hard on the campaign trail, Tulsi Gabbard will take some time off from the trail to serve her country.
Stepping off of the campaign trail for a couple of weeks and putting on my Army uniform to go on a training exercise mission in Indonesia. We'll be doing a training exercise with the Indonesian military, focused on a few different things like counterterrorism, humanitarian aid, and disaster response. Joining my brothers and sisters from the Hawaii National Guard in doing so.
Gabbard enlisted in the military right after 9/11 and served in Afghanistan in 2005. She continues to serve in the Hawaii National Guard while running for president as a Democrat. This is USA Radio News.